Say Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, we welcome you back. Another edition of the program. It's the Wednesday version where we sit. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean, ready to get things going with you. We're going to tell you about the rest of the workshops that we have coming up, as I said. But right now, it's time to bring in Professor Rick Plum for this hour's strategy session. Now, we're going to talk first up about rolling your 401k into an IRA. Rollovers, all right? 401k IRA rollovers. First of all, what is it when we say that? What are we talking about? But also, what's the strategy? What's the procedure? Should you ever consider doing that? Is it worth it for you? Should you just say forget it? So we're going to talk about that, strategies around 401k rollovers, etc. Questions and answers, that's all coming up with Professor Plum and me. Now, if you've got a question for the Brain Trust, all you got to do, just give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. We do have all the lines open right now for you, so get on board. Plenty of room. Emails, you go to our website, wealthed.com, right there at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page, and we'll answer them here on the program. Professor Rick Plum here once again today, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Take our advice, folks. You need a bucket strategy. We've talked about this for the last, almost every day for the last couple of days. You need one that's tailored specifically to meet your goals and your individual needs. The Brain Trust at Lucia Capital Group here to help you out so that you're not trying to do all of this stuff on your own. You shouldn't do it all on your own. It's difficult. Call the professor or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this number, off the air, 800-644-1150. You meet with an advisor, you get your strategy squared away. Again, the number off the air, and we thank them for sponsoring this hour of the program, as they have for so many years. 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group. So I said rollovers. I mean, I think a lot of people don't know anything about a rollover. That's something their dog does, Professor Rick Plum. What are we talking about here?
Basically, the movement of money from a qualified retirement plan to an IRA.
Okay, so qualified, like a 401k.
Profit-sharing plan, mm-hmm. pension lump sum, any movement from your company plan, your employer's qualified plan. Now, a SEP is a company plan, but it's already an IRA, so there's no need to roll over that money. It's already an IRA. A simple account is technically, in most cases, although they do have two flavors of simples, 401k and IRA. I've never seen a simple 401k actually put into place. I've only seen simple IRAs.
I don't think I've ever heard of one.
They're out there, but they have a little bit different rules and a little more cumbersome, but okay. Nobody does them.
All right, so they're IRAs, but yes.
But they're IRAs. But we're talking about a profit-sharing plan, money purchase plan, a 401k, mm-hmm. a pension, a defined benefit plan, cash balance plan, all these different fancy names for company-sponsored qualified retirement plans, or even a 457 non-qualified government-supported deferred comp plan. A non-government entity that has a 457 does not get the rollover capabilities, but a government with a 457, you can roll over, transfer, move, whatever you want to call it, the money from the plan to an IRA given certain qualifying events. One being you left the company, you're no longer working for the company, you've terminated employment, and now you can either, if you have more than $5,000 in the account, you can either leave it at the 401k, we'll just talk about 401ks at the moment, or you can transfer it over to your IRA. Why would you do it? Well, it comes down to a couple of things. One is ease of management. One is flexibility. One is just the ability to do things that you may not be able to do with a 401k. But there are reasons to keep it at the 401k too. access to accounts, investments that you would otherwise not have access to. Stable value funds being primary in that area, mm-hmm. that I would believe. So there's different things going on. Why would you do it? Well, as always with almost everything we talk about, it depends on you,
yeah.
and what you need to have, you know, accomplish in your life.
You know, I've heard of people who are nearing retirement and they look at this and they say, I've got money in my 401k. I've got to make a decision about what I want to do with this, you know, whether I roll it over or not. And others just simply say, I had no idea that I even should or that I could. Does it come more down to, is it really just mainly investments? Is it ease of management, as you said? What?
A lot of all of those. I mean, yes, it does come down to the investments. There are some 401ks that are very restrictive on their ability, what options they have in it. There are some 401ks that are very restrictive on how you take distributions from that particular 401k. So the ability to access the money, ease of, you know, moving money in and out within the investments, that has a lot to do with it. Some 401ks have thousands of investments, hundreds. You can find potential investment options that you like. And they're, it's all online. You can do it online. You can do pretty much whatever you want. So that makes it a lot easier to deal with. And so it's, you're less likely at that point to roll it to an IRA if you can find everything you want there. If they'll let you take distributions from a specific fund rather than from the portfolio as a whole. You know, one of the most restrictive that I've seen on that is the federal government's TSP, Thrift Savings Plan, their version of a 401k. When you start taking distributions from the TSP, they have a good, basically stable value equivalent in the G fund. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a diversified portfolio of stocks, bond, and the guaranteed account, you can't just say, take my distribution from the guaranteed account. If you tell them that you're going to take some money out, they take it out of every piece of the pie in a pro rata distribution. That's not a very good way to run a retirement. So how you go about using the funds, how you go about managing your financial life will dictate whether or not you want to leave it there or roll it over.
Now, your age probably plays a factor in this as well, depending on whether or not you're over 59 and a half or 55.
Or 50.
You're still working for the, or 50 in some cases with the government.
Whether you're still working or not working, and there's lots of different reasons to do things. Access to the money. You know, people, I mentioned earlier, 457 government plan. You can roll that to an IRA. We've had that ability now for about 15 years. Before that, we didn't have the ability. But should you roll your 457? Well, if you're retiring before 59 and a half, you probably don't want to roll the 457 money over to an IRA if you're going to need to access the money at some point before you're 59 and a half. Why? Well, taking money out of an IRA is a little bit penalizing if you take it out before 59 and a half, unless you structure some very systematic payment.
72T, they call it.
Yes. But with a 457 plan, there's no penalty. You know, you could be 35 and take money out of it. I don't recommend it, but you could be any age under 59 and a half and take money. As long as you're not working for that employer anymore, you could take money out of the plan. And yes, you have to pay taxes on it. That's kind of a given. But the penalty isn't there on the 457. So how do you go about setting up your life? If you're going to retire early and you have IRA money and 457 money, well, maybe you live off the 457 money until you get to 60 and then start accessing the IRA later on. Give yourself that flexibility. So should you always just automatically roll it over? No. Should you always leave it where it was? No. There are reasons, and the reasons are specific to you, to move money between the two. Now, we are talking about people who have terminated employment with that company. Now, if you haven't terminated employment, it's very difficult in most cases to do any kind of rollover. It doesn't happen unless you qualify for something known as an in-service withdrawal. Typically, that happens once you get to 59 and a half. So you're still working, you're 60 years of age, 62, 63, and you want to further diversify your portfolio than what the options at your current company plan allow. You can potentially, if your company allows it. Now, the law allows it, but your company, your administrator can be more restrictive and say, no, we're not going to roll it over, or we're not going to allow in-service withdrawals. But in many cases, they allow it. And you can move some, not all usually, some of the money over to an IRA. Or take a distribution if that's what you want, but that's taxable. You usually don't want to do that right away. But move, and then give yourself a little bit broader range of investment opportunity.
Yeah, so if you take money out of the, by the way, 877-PLANNER, our number. If you're taking money, if you're moving money from the 401k and you're under age 59 and a half, let's go over for just a second the different ages and the penalties that are involved.
Well, anytime you take, so 457, notwithstanding, those are outside the scope of penalties because, as we mentioned, assuming you're no longer working for the company, you've taken distribution, there's no penalty. But if you are under 59 and a half, If you're still working for the company and you take money out of the plan, the only way to get the money out of the plan is a hardship, that is going to be taxable and not eligible for a rollover and penalized if you're under 59 and a half. Taking money out of an IRA prior to 59 and a half carries a penalty unless you qualify for one of the exceptions: death, disability, first-time home purchase for an IRA, basic those. But if we're just talking about taking money out for, spending needs, it's basically 59 and a half is the magic number. If you're still working, 59 and a half is the number for all these different types of plans that we mentioned before, with the exception of 457. If you're still working, they want you to leave the money there. They're going to penalize you for taking it out because it is technically retirement money, right? It's a retirement plan. So they want you to leave it in there, and they're going to basically slap your hand pretty hard. You try to put your hand in that cookie jar too much.
Well, an argument has been made and could be made, I suppose, that an IRA is, that's a retirement plan too.
And that's why there's a slap on the hand if you take money out before 59 and a half.
Right. And so the question is, well, then why couldn't I, if I'm under 59 and a half, I like the investments in the IRA better, why couldn't I just roll all my stuff out of my 401k and into my IRA, regardless of how old I am?
There is with ERISA that was created back in the early 70s, it became a fairly paternalistic. It used to be, prior to 401ks, that it was the company's responsibility to invest the money. It was the company's responsibility to create a pool of money to be able to pay you out a pension.
Right.
And it was not your responsibility. It was the pension company. It was the company, your employer's responsibility to take care of your retirement income needs. And so they kind of extended that and said, well, we're going to allow for individuals to invest, but we're not going to let them be crazy and take it out for any reason. So we're still going to give it, the employer's responsibility to keep the money there until later.
877-PLANNER. We're going to take some of your calls when we come back. Bobby, Steve, others, stick around. We've got a couple of lines open. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Coming right back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, 877-PLANNER. Going to tell you in a little bit where you can meet the Brain Trust in person and learn all about some of these, not just alternative investments, but investing the way an endowment might do that. So we'll tell you, that's coming up here in just a little bit, along with more of your emails. And of course, your phone calls, we're going to take them right now, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's move along next to Bobby in San Francisco, Bay Area. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, guys. I love your show. Very informative.
Thank you.
Had a quick question. My wife and I work out of the Bay Area, and we actually make much more than the limits which are there for Roth contribution,
right?
Which you can make in a year. Can you still do a Roth contribution any other way, or can you suggest any other way to make any contribution which can grow tax-free?
There may be. Now, do you have an IRA, any other IRAs in your name? Rollover IRAs, traditional IRAs?
Yes, I'm,
say what?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. And you do you have a 401k at work?
Yes.
Now, does your wife have an IRA, any IRAs?
Yes, she does.
And it, you said she was working. Does she have a 401k at work?
Yes, she also has a 401k at work.
Okay, the only way, assuming you're maxing out the contribution to your 401ks already, which would be a way to save tax-deferred and tax-deductible basis up front. The only way to get money into a deductible or tax-free type of area like a Roth would be to, which wouldn't be deductible, is to do something known as a backdoor or Roth two-step. But to do that, you would have to transfer your current IRAs out of the IRA world and into your 401k. So assuming your 401k administrator allows for the transfer in of money to the 401k, you could take all the money that's in your IRA right now and put it into your 401k. Take all the money that's into your wife's IRA and put it into her 401k. Now you don't have any IRAs. Now you can do a non-deductible IRA contribution for either $5,500 or $6,500, depending on how old you are, and then turn around and convert that IRA. Convert 100% of your IRA, which is now only the $5,500, $6,500, to a Roth IRA, and then let that grow from there as a Roth IRA. It is a Roth conversion, not a Roth contribution. It is a traditional IRA contribution that's not deductible. You know, you're not 70 and a half. You sure don't sound like it if you are. And so you can do a traditional IRA even if you make $1 million a year. It's just that you cannot deduct the contribution. But that's okay. You don't want to deduct it because it's going over to a Roth anyway.
Okay.
So turn down your radio.
Yeah,
then we can.
Yeah, turn it down a little bit there. And yeah, does that
Make sense, Bobby?
Yeah, you know, that was very fast.
The issue is your current IRAs.
Yes.
Because if you were to try to do what I was talking about, the Roth two-step, and you still have IRAs, let's say you have $200,000 worth of IRAs.
What do you have?
How much do you have in IRAs?
In the IRA, I have close to $120,000.
Okay, so the problem with having money in the IRA is that if you try to do the Roth two-step, make a non-deductible contribution, and then convert just $5,500, they're going to look at the total value of the IRA. They're going to say, well, now your IRA is worth $130,000 because you put five in and it was worth 120 before. And so only five one-thirtieths, only, you know, that percentage of the IRA is after tax. So the majority of the money you're moving over to the Roth IRA is a taxable event. We don't like that so much. So the only way to do the Roth two-step is to eliminate the IRA balances. Now, we don't want to just lose money, but if your 401k accepts a transfer, we can take the IRA money and move it over to the 401k. Now, 401k is not included in the taxability of the IRA conversion. 401k is a separate world. And so now the only thing you have in your IRA, or will have in your IRA, is that money that you contributed on an after-tax basis. And when it goes over to the Roth IRA, it won't be a taxable event.
Okay, let me ask you one quick question. Sure. I have a rollover IRA as well as a traditional IRA. Can I roll everything into a 401k?
You, by law, you can. You just have to talk to your administrator of the 401k, which may or may not accept the transfer.
Okay, but do I lose anything if I do that?
You lose the investment options that you're currently using, and you have to use the investment options within the 401k. You don't lose anything from a tax or standpoint. You lose some accessibility, but you probably don't have a lot of accessibility anyway. Because you don't have quite as much control because the money's at the 401k, so you don't have as many options. The IRA's got a lot more investment options, so you have to decide which one's more important, the investment options or getting more money growing in a Roth IRA.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, Bobby, I tell you what, hold on if you need some help doing this, because it is a little bit confusing. And it would be a lot easier if there were not any other monies, Professor Plum, in his IRA world.
It's a lot less taxing.
It's a lot less taxing, and it's just easier to manage. I mean, at its most basic, if you want to do a Roth two-step, you can just take the money, whatever it is you want to put, into a traditional IRA, and it
step
would not
one.
Be, yes, non-deductible in most cases. And then step two, turn around and convert that into a Roth. Problem comes when you put the money in and you realize, oh, there's some other money already in the IRA.
I've got it. And it doesn't matter about the account. You could say, well, I've kept that money separate.
Yeah,
I've got
my
rollover IRA at, you know, XYZ company. I've got my traditional IRA at ABC company. And now I'm opening a third IRA for the Roth two-step. So I'm only doing this third one. So I'm not even going to talk about these other two. The IRS doesn't look at it that way. They look at it as, what is your total combined IRA balance? Doesn't matter the account. Your rollover IRA, your SEP IRA, your simple IRA, your traditional IRA that you've been contributing to, they're all part of the same pool of money.
Right.
And they're going to look at that pool for determining the taxability of a distribution or conversion.
Yeah, so you have $95,000 already sitting in an IRA somewhere. And then you put another $5,000 into this, and you want to convert the $5,000.
It's after-tax money.
It's after-tax money. You say, okay, great. I'm just going to keep this IRA over $95,000.
Didn't
over here.
Touch that one.
Going to put $5,000 over here, and
brand
now I'm going to take this $5,000. I want to put it into the Roth. Well, guess what? 5% of your entire IRA world is post-tax.
And so 5% of the conversion is post-tax. 95% of the conversion is taxable. And you've left a bunch of after-tax money still in the IRA, the IRA world. You can't pin a taxability on the dollar itself. I put the dollar into this account. That $1 always has the taxation? No, it's all mixed up. It's like pouring hot water and cold water together. Can you pull the molecules that were hot water out before?
I was going to throw in Tang. It's a big glass of Tang, you know?
Yeah, but sometimes that didn't dissolve well. So.
Yeah, it was really good at the bottom of the glass. Sometimes I wouldn't dissolve it purposely.
I wonder if that's what the astronauts did, you know, to be able to get a little extra.
Could very well be. What you do is you finish the Tang and you take a spoon and you go down and you get the rest of the Tang. And then you say, to heck with the water, I'm just going to eat the Tang right
do
out of the jar.
Do they even sell Tang anymore?
I don't know. Who knows? All right. So that's how it works. Bobby, hold on. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to put Mark up next in Granite Bay. So hold on a second, Mark. We're going to get to your question next. Just a couple of minutes here. Going to give you plenty of time to ask the question and, of course, us plenty of time to answer it. So don't go away. You will be next. We have others on hold. We'll get your name up there and the topics as well. And we still have we got two lines open now. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, The Brain Trust, answering your questions when we come back.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
That was Mark. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Very quickly, we get a lot of folks on hold, so we're going to take everybody's calls. And we will remind you again this hour about the fall alternative investment workshops featuring Professor Plum and the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Next one is coming up in San Diego, September 17th. Not that far away. A couple of weeks yet. San Diego, September 17th. After that, Las Vegas, Nevada. That happens October 1st. And Phoenix, AZ, Saturday morning, October 8th. If you want to learn about alternative investments and investing the way an endowment might invest to help perhaps give you a little bit better juice out of your portfolio, you want to show up, meet Professor Plum and the Brain Trust, and learn all about these. It's wonderful information. Again, you go to wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. Sign up there at the events tab, or just give us a call right here. You can call us anytime, 877-PLANNER. Again, we'll remind you a little bit later on. Okay, which one? Okay, well, yeah, give us a call back, Mark. I know you were going to be next, so if you give us a call back, we will put you up there. Let's move along next then to Kevin in Las Vegas. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, my friends.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have I'm on Social Security disability. I'm only 54 years old. I've been on it since I was 50. I had some major health issues, and so now I tried to take a pension out, which is a small pension from the operating engineers. But I don't have that many years in vested. So they said I can't take it out till I'm 65. That's their rule.
Okay.
So now I have a pension sitting there, and it's going to be 11 years before I can even touch it. But I do have 401ks and IRAs. Mm-hmm. Can I touch those?
You can, sure, because you are going to qualify. You're on Social Security disability, and so that qualifies as being disabled, obviously. And so you can withdraw money from any kind of retirement account, IRA, 401k, or otherwise, that would normally have a penalty, but because you're unfortunately disabled, the penalty is waived. So you can touch it. If you were to take your pension out, even if they gave you a lump sum of it, the reason you can't get it isn't because of the disability or anything. The reason you can't get it is because their rules say that you don't have enough time in, so you have to wait till 65, because it's probably a fairly small number. And if you take it very early, then it's going to be even a smaller number, and it administratively doesn't make sense for them to start making those payments. So they just say, if you don't have the credits, the years, you don't get it until 65. But yes, you unfortunately qualify for the disability exception to the 10% penalty. Now, when you call your 401k administrator, hopefully they will accept the idea that you're disabled, and they will issue the 1099-R when you take money out of it. They're going to tell the IRS that you took money out, right? You're going to get a 1099 for the distribution. If they know you're disabled and they accept that definition, they'll check the box on the 1099 that no penalty applies, an exception to the penalty applies. If they won't do that, then you'll get a 1099 that says it's an early distribution and no known exception, because they may not be in the position to be able to verify that you're on disability. And then if that's the case, then if all you do is put it into your TurboTax, or if your tax preparer doesn't know what's going on, it may try to give you a penalty unless you fill out another form. So just when you get the 1099, look to see whether it says exception or non-exception, so that you don't end up paying the penalty, because the SSDI will get you out of the penalty.
Yeah, but I can always do that with my accountant.
Yep.
She can check the box and
she'll know.
Do the form.
She'll know.
But yeah, so if I can do I take it completely out? Are you
type no.
Keep some in there, and
how much is in there?
I have like three or four, and I, you know what, I'm really not on top of it, so I don't know. One has maybe 20, one has maybe 45, one
I would not take it. I would not take it all out in once. I would take out what I need. Because now, remember, you're going to pay taxes on the money that's coming out. And the more you take out, are you married or single, Kevin?
I'm married.
And does your wife work? Spouse?
Oh, yeah, she does. And she has a pretty good job, I guess.
And how much income does she have?
About $125,000.
Okay, so if you're taking money out of your 401k, now 85% of your Social Security is taxable already. Your wife's income is taxable. And then the distribution coming out, that's going to be at a fairly high tax rate. It may be better if you need some money, just take out what you need, leave the rest for after when she retires, and you can take it out in potentially a lower tax bracket. Now, whether you keep it in the 401k or you go back to what we started talking at the beginning of the hour, rolling it to an IRA, either way, it's going to avoid the 10% penalty. So whether you keep it in the 401k or roll it to an IRA, in many cases, the IRA is easier to deal with than the administrator of the 401k. But that's up to you. If you really like the investments in the 401k, leave it in the 401k. But a lot of people will roll it over to an IRA so they have more flexibility with it. And then take out what you need.
And none of this hurts the Social Security distribution that I get.
It doesn't have anything to do with it. With your spouse's income, your Social Security is already taxable. The Social Security disability income is not, doesn't interfere or pensions income. It's not means tested in any way. It's just what it is. So it's not going to affect it at all.
Yeah. So they don't deduct it I'm getting an extra grand a month. Or whatever it works out to from my IRA or 401k, they're not going to take that grant out of the Social Security.
Not Social Security disability. There is something called SSI, which you would not be eligible for because you have a spouse that's working and making a very nice
income. That is means tested.
And that is means tested. Absolutely. SSI is, but not SSDI.
Yeah. Does that help you out?
Yeah. It did help me out, and I guess my issue is I just don't want to pay the taxes all at one time because I will be in a higher tax bracket, so it wouldn't be beneficial for me because I'll lose that. And we're just trying to pay off everything in case something happens to me, like my house, pay off my, and then that way if anything happens to me, she has a little life insurance on me because I didn't get it a lot when I was younger before my medical. So I don't have that much life insurance, so she wants to make sure everything's paid off in case something happens to me. And so we thought, take this money out and do it. But if the tax bracket is too much, then if something happens to me, she can just go and withdraw my own 401ks with my death certificate, right?
Make sure that she is the named beneficiary, whether you roll it to an IRA or leave it in the 401k. Make sure that that she is listed as a primary beneficiary. You may want to list somebody as a contingent beneficiary in case the two of you go to dinner and unfortunately don't make it home. So just make sure all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted. But yeah, I'm not sure I'd take out a lot of it right now. If you happen to pass away, she may be able to take it out then, although it may be even a higher tax bracket then.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Kevin, I got to take a couple more calls. If you want to hang on, we can talk to you a little bit more off the air, give you a little bit more strategy ideas. But it's good. He's doing what he can. He's obviously can't get any more insurance, so he's just trying to
make it easier for his spouse if something happened to him.
Exactly. And that's a good part of planning is looking out for the spouse.
Right. And if they can do it in a tax-efficient manner, then that makes some sense.
877-PLANNER. Let's get before the break to Patrick up next in San Francisco. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, great show. Love it.
Thank you.
So a question, you had an earlier caller, he called in and he said that they made over the limits to contribute to a Roth IRA.
Yes.
And so my wife and I, the way I was told, we made over the limits to contribute to the Roth IRA, and we don't have any other IRAs. We both have 401s, mm-hmm. although my wife now is, she works for herself. So our accountant, after we did our accountant said, hey, if you shelter X amount of money, you can shelter this amount of money, and as long as you put it in some type of IRA. Is there a way for us to do a Roth IRA? Although, is basically my question.
Okay, so Matt, you have a 401k at work, right?
I have a 457.
457, good. And you do not have any IRAs?
No.
And your wife, now, what kind of plan did she open up for her self-employment business?
We haven't yet. We have until October 15th or whatever to shelter this money or whatever to put it in the...
Okay, so for October, if you're doing it by October, you're going to do a SEP, but you're doing it for 2015, not 2016. So that's
correct.
For last year. So now you, and that's the only option she has at this point for redoing your taxes in 2015. And you can only do that if you're still on extension from last year. But let's talk about 2016. Okay. If she, so, how much do you guys make combined?
Well, hers can vary, but let's just say 300 plus.
Okay, good. So you're way over the limits. You can do the Roth two-step. You can contribute. How old are you? I didn't catch that.
I'm 46.
You can contribute $5,500 to a traditional IRA. It's a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution. And then turn around and convert that $5,500 to a Roth IRA. Your wife, your spouse, can do the exact same thing, as long as she does not do another SEP for 2016. She's doing the SEP for 2015. She's going to do something other than a SEP. A profit-sharing plan would be very good for 2016.
Okay, so we can do $5,500 into an IRA and then you convert it to a Roth.
Right, and as long as you have no other IRAs, it works really well.
So if my wife is sheltering, let's just say $25,000, can she would be able to she would set up an IRA of $25,000 and then be able to take $5,500 of that $25,000 and convert it to a Roth?
Well, you can't put $2,500 into a traditional IRA. You can only put $5,500. You can't put $25,000. So the only thing she could do is if she wanted to, I mean, we can come back on this, but it depends on how much she wants to pay taxes.
Yeah, I tell you what, hang on, Patrick, I got to take a break. So if you ask more questions, hold on. We'll be happy to talk to you either off the air or on the other side. Matt in Palm City, we'll get to you as well. And there are a couple others that we will get it. Stick around, 877-PLANNER, one line open. We're coming right back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning?
Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing, taking all your calls, your phone calls, emails, etc. We'll get some emails next hour. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. All right, moving along. Let's get to Matt up next in Palm City, Florida. Hello, Matt. I think. Matt, are you with us? All right.
Calling all Matts.
Maybe not. Well, hold on a second then. I don't know, is that on our end or not? We will find out. So hang on a second. Should we try the next one? Okay, let's try then Jay. Hang on a second, Matt. Let's try Jay in Houston, Texas. Hi, Jay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have the question. I have the insurance policy, and I want to withdraw from that. It doesn't make any sense to me. It is approximately about $40,000. What would be the best way so I don't have to pay the taxes? I know I could roll over to another insurance policy, so it's a parallel transfer. But okay, what would be the another option?
Now, this is just a life insurance policy that you bought on your life with your money. You know, there's not part of any kind of retirement plan or anything like that, right?
No, yeah.
And
it is off my own money.
And are there any loans out against the policy right now?
No.
So you think if you cash it in, you'll get about $40,000. How much have you put into the policy over the years?
It would be something like $35,000 or something.
So okay, so over the years you've put in $35,000. If you cash it in right now, you'll get $40,000 out. Is that correct? So you'll end up paying tax on $5,000 of that $40,000. That's not a big. It's not a big tax.
Okay. That I just want to figure it out.
Yeah.
So it would whatever I paid, and whatever I would get it as a final withdrawal from the insurance company.
Right. Assuming there are no loans outstanding, you're going to look at what you have as what they call basis, what you've paid into the contract. You can contact the insurance company and ask them, what is my basis and what is my surrender value? What would I get if I surrendered it? If the surrender value is higher than the basis, the difference is a taxable event. Ordinary income, plop on your tax return right there. If the basis is higher than you get back, no tax.
No tax, yeah. That would be, I would get better sleep then. I was thinking, whatever the amount I have, so I have to pay a lot of tax on that. But whatever the base and the surrender value.
Yeah, it's only the difference.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you for the call. That was Jay in Houston, Texas. All right, so let's explain what he's talking about. We were sort of addressing this a little bit earlier today.
Well, he has a cash value life insurance policy that he bought some time ago. And for whatever reason, he has decided that it is not what he wants anymore. And so what he will do is then he will just cash it in. There's some cash value to it. Now, there's a depending on how old it is, there may be a surrender charge, but there is a certain dollar amount that he's going to get back. If that dollar amount that he receives back is more than the money that he put in, he has a gain. That gain is a taxable event when you surrender a policy. That gain is taxable as ordinary income, like interest or wages. No, it wouldn't be subject to Social Security or anything, but it would just go on your tax return. But only the difference, only the gain, it's the fact that he's getting $40,000 back, not all 40 of it would be taxable. He had to put some money in, mm-hmm. and it's an insurance policy, so the money that went into it was after-tax money. That after-tax money comes back to you tax-free. Only the difference, if there's a positive gain in the policy, would be taxable.
Yep, that's how it works. And if you've already paid taxes, you won't be taxed twice, at least not yet. All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's see if we got Matt back in Palm City. Hello, Matt.
Hello. I have two questions.
Okay.
One is my wife just got laid off. She's turning 62. Can she get a reduced Social Security benefit of her own, and then when she turns 66, switch to mine for a higher Social Security benefit?
How much is her Social Security benefit going to be?
She's going to get on her own maybe like $300 a month.
Okay. So, yes.
I started mine at 66, and if she switches to mine, it will be like a couple of, maybe like $1,200.
Okay, so if she takes hers right now, she gets $300 a month. She could also apply for a spousal benefit from your work record right now as well. Since she's no longer working, she's at least 62 years of age, she won't get $1,100 a month. She'll get a lesser amount. She'll get about 70% of $1,100, so $700, $770. So she could get that $700 and almost $800 a month now, or she can take the $300 now and wait until 66 and then pick up $1,000 a month going forward. She would not get the full $1,100 if she starts her benefit now, because if she starts her benefit now, she takes a discounted number. That discount on her benefit is about $100. If she waited until 66, she would have gotten $400 on her own benefit, but she's taking it early, so she's only going to get $300. So that $100 discount will always be there during your joint lives. And so instead of getting $1,100 at 66, she'll get the $1,100 minus the $100 that she took as a reduction in hers, and she'll get $1,000 going forward. Which one makes sense? Depends on how long she lives, and depends on how long you live. If you need the money right now and you want more money, she could take the almost $800 a month as a spousal benefit right now. If you want to try to get a little bit more later on, and you think that both of you are going to live a long time, then she could take wait until 66 to start taking the spousal benefit. You can do it either way.
Thank you. Thank you. And the other question is, I'm going to retire pretty soon, and some of the 401k has, I understand, NUA, net unrealized assets.
Net unrealized appreciation, yes.
Appreciation. Now, how does that work?
So,
how would I take some money, and how much in tax I have to pay?
Here's what I want. I'm going to have you hang on 1 second, Matt. Don't go away, because I got to take a top of the hour break, and we're going to talk to you during the top of the hour. So it'll just be about a minute or so, minute and a half. You can hang on a second. I want to make sure we answer your question. Net unrealized appreciation, we've talked about this before.
Company stock in your company 401k plan.
Yes. Yeah. So hold on a second, Matt, and we will talk to you here during the top of the hour. Give you time to ask your question, of course. We got to end the hour. Ed in McKinney, Texas, I'm going to put you next because you've got a couple of questions. I think one's on a 1031 exchange. We're going to talk about that anyway. So I'll let you ask your question here in the new hour. So don't go away. Anybody else on hold, stay right where you are. We do have through two. That's it. Two lines open. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. If you need the brain trust off the air, specifically Professor Plummer, any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.